in a podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 158.
Season 7, episode 4.
Of two Mr. P's in a podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Right, I'm going to start this episode with a warning. Both myself and Adam are extremely, extremely tired. And it's just taken us about 5 minutes to record.
I'm a bit gassy as well.
We just couldn't, both of us just could not get that intro right at all, could we?
He was like, two Mr. P's in the podcast, and then didn't do his normal. With me, Mr. P, and I was sat there just like,
yeah, but then you were like, season four?
Yeah, season four. Oh, sorry.
It's that part of the, we're fully in now, aren't we? We're near October.
Oh.
And the tiredness. We've got some teacher tiredness on the way.
The honeymoon period is over.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm really struggling today. Tiredness.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling. So, when we went out on Saturday, just to the rugby club to watch the rugby. Had a few beers.
Yeah.
Not nothing too heavy, but
couple of Yuri Gellers.
I've come to realise that if I have more than 2 pints, my sleep pattern is awful.
2 pints?
More than 2 pints and I can't sleep.
As if? That's really crazy.
It's awful. So woke up Sunday morning.
Did you go out Saturday night?
I went and met Cosa.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you go to the...
So I didn't get in until about 1.
You didn't get in until one. Oh, so you were seshed. You were drunk.
No. I wasn't. I was fine.
You didn't drink at the Knack?
I had one.
Well, you had 1 pint the whole time you were at the Knack.
Well, I went there at like 10:30.
Yeah, but that's still what?
Yeah, no. Because I didn't want to feel rough on the Sunday. This is the point.
1 pint in 2 hours, brother. Come on.
Well, anyway.
Got yourself a Parkinson.
I feel rough after. I just said I can't sleep after 2 pints.
Right, so how many pints total?
Probably about 6 or 7.
Yeah, you're levered there.
No, I'm not. So anyway, wake up, just terrible night's sleep. Wake up, full day of rugby, right? Obviously not playing, but watching
Starbucks
the kids.
Starbucks get hit up, did it?
Well, I had to drive to Southampton, right? So booked in a school today. We're recording this on Monday. Booked in a school, and... So, like, drive down to Southampton's a good 4.5 hours. 4.5 hours, easy. Get to the hotel room, and even though I was absolutely shattered, like, we're talking, fighting to stay awake.
Yeah.
As soon as I got in bed, wired.
Wired, yeah.
Just could not sleep. Last time I looked at my clock, it had gone 1, and then wide awake at, like, 5 to 6 this morning. It's horrible. Tough, yeah. And, anyway, got myself up, got to the school, and you know when you just know, like you're peeling your eyes open, you're that tired.
I mean, you don't have to talk to me about
it. Well, I know you're struggling with it at the minute. And I got to this school and start the training. Now, if you've been on my training recently, I always start with a bit of a joke about, well, you know, introduce myself and then I have a little bit of a joke about Ofsted.
Yeah. Right?
So I do this little joke about Ofsted, and I'm not gonna tell you the joke because, you know,
put me in for training. If you want to hear
me
for
training, I'll come to a show. And anyway, I do about an hour, so it's about 10 o'clock, and then next minute, her teacher gets called, right? So she wanders off. I think nothing about it because you know her teachers get called out of my training all
busy.
The time. Could be anything. Could be a parent wanting a word, anything. Next minute, she comes in, grabs the deputy. He goes. And at this point, I look around and go... Because part of it, I said, have you had Ofsted recently? And they're like, oh, no, we're in the window.
Oh,
it's
going to
be any time. So I was like, right. And then next minute, so I just sort of go, you don't think you've had the call, do you? And all the staff are like, no, oh, you joke. I was like, oh, right, anyway, we'll crack on. And then literally 5 minutes later, the deputy comes in, picks his laptop up, and off he goes.
So you know it's serious.
It was getting serious. And then, so someone then said to him, we've not had the call, have we? Had we? And he went, listen, we've got him here, just sit and enjoy it. So straight then I'm thinking...
Is that how he addressed the staff?
He was like, just have fun, just enjoy it. And then
we've hired this clown, now enjoy the circus.
Yeah. So next minute, another SLT member gets called out, and yeah. then they came in and went, yeah, we've had the call. So I was like, it's got nothing to do with me. And I felt dead. But, oh, it was, so they literally just went, yeah, you're going to have to go. And I was like, yep, no worries.
Really?
Yeah, well, you well, have that, to, so, don't you?
Were you an hour in?
Hour in, say? Yeah.
So yeah. Then they said, and what? How long were you supposed to do?
Well, it's well, I thought it was a full day, but it turned out it was only half a day, so to like 12:30. And then they had some other training this afternoon about around.
They, you know, without sounding too brutal, I know how tough budgets are and stuff, but you still get paid your full quota?
Well, what do you do there? Because it's out, what do you do?
Well,
I said to him, I said, look, you know, book a Twilight in and do it on Zoom. Just to make up for it, but they're not arsed.
That's honest, like,
as soon as that happened, I was the least of their worries.
Why were they doing?
And I completely...
why were they doing training? Where were the kids?
Well, they booked it in as an inset day.
Oh, an inset day, right? Sorry,
so then
yeah.
They were like, because panicking because the kids weren't there. So
I mean, dream stuff that though. If you get the call on an inset day, you've got to think
well, it's,
about
it's
the
a
positives.
Blessing and a curse, because the positives is you've got time to prepare, but yeah. The downside is you've not got time to prepare the kids. And we all know that the Ofsted...
The downside is, they only got an hour of this guy.
Well, no, so I was like, right, best of luck, I'll see you again.
I'm on my way, driving at
90. I actually said to them, I said like, oh, this will make a great story on the podcast, because it's the first time ever. I mean, I've been doing courses where people have been on the course and had a phone call to say, you're going to have to come back, we've had the call. But I've never been in a school doing the training.
So tell me about...
In the 10 years.
Tell me about, like, what was the general... Because you obviously always talk about Ofsted, the podcast universe out there. Our loyal fans know the kind of feelings you have about Ofsted and the kind of toxic workplaces that they turn into when they get the call because it's so crazy. What was the vibe like? Was it like a really positive vibe? ICT Mr. P's here. He's just told a cracking Ofsted joke. And then when they figured out how do you feel like they put a brave face in it because you were there? Did they was there a mass panic?
Right. I mean, I think because they've been expecting it, they were you know prepared. And I think for
a
some
more
of
important
them,
question though, dinner. Did they already have dinner there?
I don't
did
know.
Did they have
scranning? Lunch.
So you couldn't get lunch?
I had not even had my breakfast.
It's a shame.
Do you know what else as well? I was driving home.
Tim
I had a
lunch.
Little porridge pot.
Yeah.
And I felt like I couldn't really ask for the hot water to get my porridge pot. Left it, got on the motorway, pulled into a Mackey's thinking I'd get a Mackey's breakfast.
Just after
11:05.
Yeah, yeah. Big
wounded.
Daddy time.
Yeah. Just wounded.
Did someone get this kid a Happy Meal?
But no, I think for them, because they were expecting it, and obviously... I think it was a bit of a relief, really. And that's what the leadership said. They're like, look, we've been preparing for this. It's happening. You know, let's just go for it. And
that's some real...
But it was a bit weird. It was a bit surreal. So that's why we're recording on Monday, because I was like, right, all right, I'll be home.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's such a far... it's such a long way to go.
So what time did you set off? Like 11:30, did you say? Like,
no, I must have set off about 10:30.
Set off home at 10:30. What time did you get home then? Like 2:00?
Yeah, off to. I'd stop for a charge.
Oh, did you?
On the old Teddy Tesla.
On the Teddy Tesla.
But the worst bit was, well, obviously, you'd booked tickets for Dan Nightingale, hadn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is a comedian, host of the Have a Word podcast.
Yeah.
Which we've known about him for years, haven't
we? Yeah, we used to watch him at the old Frog and Bucket in Manchester. And whenever we went to beat the Frog and he was the host, it was always the best
he
one.
He was class, wasn't
and,
he?
Yeah,
because he was the one, because he used to take the mick out of us for looking like Kings of Leon.
Yeah,
he used to always joke.
And I booked me and you tickets because I thought it'd be nice because he was performing in the same room that we're going to be performing in.
Oh, did it? Was it sold out?
No.
Oh, we've sold a Salford show out.
Ever word. But I have to say, Dan Nightingale was absolutely,
he
was
good,
brilliant. And it was a shame because I obviously got you those tickets. You were available when I originally ordered them. But then obviously, I think just lack of diary entries and stuff. Even though I have got an on-air offer for you.
Right, go on.
You ready for this? I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. And I wasn't going to do it on air. I say on air. On the app.
Go on.
Glasgow show, 15th of October.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing the night of the 16th of October?
Probably recovering from Glasgow.
Are you travelling or are you doing anything?
I don't think so. Why? I want to know before I commit.
Well, let me just say, if you are travelling, where are you? Do you want to come with me to Blink 182?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Why? Really?
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
He's not gone?
No, I was gonna, well, I booked them drunk, right? I booked two tickets to Blink 182 completely drunk. hello there.
Yeah.
And then, to be honest, I was not going with anyone. I know you were like, oh, when I told you, you were like, oh, no way. And then Kim was a bit like, oh, yeah, I might be up for that. And I was like, all right, yeah, sweet. But then Kim's not that fussed. And then I said, well, I'll tell you what, if you're not that bothered, plus obviously we've got the kids and we don't want to take the mick too much with childcare. And so she was just like, well, ask someone else if you want. I said, right, I'll go Lee first. Cotney John will be gutted.
Yeah.
But I thought it might be nice because we'll have our first show. Then we could go and have a couple of beers, watch Blink 182, and then... Only two beers for you, brother.
Yeah, two beers.
Don't want to be affecting
the sleep. It's so annoying. It's like that moment where you wake up and you just regret your life choices because the morning after.
Yeah. I woke up, so I went out on Saturday. Me, two of my best mates, and I think I touched upon this last week, maybe, I can't remember. But like me, Jimmy and Slev, and our dad, we created this all-dayer, like, early part of the football season where we all go out and we watch the United game, etc. We did it in Prestatyn when mum and dad had a caravan there, and it was one of the greatest all dayers ever. So we did the following year, the two lads, Jimmy and Slev, flew over to Menorca and we had a United game there. Brilliant. So this year, for some reason, my mate Slev was adamant that we were going back to Prestatyn, even though there's no caravan there now.
Yeah,
we booked a hotel and we went to Prestatyn and we had an absolute riot of a day. Brilliant day. And the biggest shock for me was I'd had a bit of food, I'd had a solid brekkie, felt really good, drank throughout the day, more than 2 pints. And then it got to the end of the night and you know, I said to Dad, you know, should we make a move? It was about half 12 and I was like, I'm done. Don't need to drink anymore.
Were you at a hotel?
Yeah, we're at the hotel, but we're in the middle of Prestatyn, so it was a bit of a walk to the hotel. And we walked past the kebab shop, right? You know what Dad's like. Dad was like, should we get some scran?
Dad or you?
No, Dad. So I was like,
because Adam's already scoped out all the best kebab shops near the is it the Glee we're performing at in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Keeps sending me TikToks.
Yeah, there was a TikTok of all you can eat Donna. And I was like, oh my God.
In Glasgow.
12 minutes from where we're performing. And I sent it to you and your reply was just like, not eating that before getting on stage. And it was such a shout, to be fair. So we got two large.
Just comatose. With Donna sweats.
Yeah, Donna sweats. Well, I'm more worried about the Donna, the fart gas they put in the Donna.
The drive back.
But
don't need petrol.
But our dad got two large Donna and chips. Right?
For yourself?
No, for me and him. We walked home. We walked home with the bag. Dad's eating his Donna and chips, right, on the bed. And I put my Donna and chips on the side, lie down, fall asleep.
Oh, no.
I woke up in the morning and it was a pristine box of Donna and chips. Ask me if I tried it in the morning. Yes!
Of course did, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And then this is the funny bit, right? So I try a bit of this Donna and chips and it had loads of chili sauce on. It was cold, it wasn't great. It wasn't. I was a bit like, nah, I'm not going to eat the rest of it because I feel like a pig. And I had chili sauce on my fingers, right? So I just... There was a towel just on the side near the toilet and I wiped it on the towel, just a bit of chili sauce. And then, later on, the toilet seat was broken, right? So I was like, it's got to be Dad. He must have broke the toilet seat.
He
was absolutely adamant that he'd not touched it. He said it was not broken when we got in last night. So I was like, well, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And he went, it was definitely you. And I went, it wasn't me. And he went, the shit on that towel. I went, it's not shit. I went, it's chili sauce, man. He went, why is the chili sauce on the towel? I was like, because it was
on my fingers.
You have
to lick it to prove. Prove a point.
But we had an absolutely great day, and then I had a lovely time, obviously, going to the Lowry yesterday to watch Dan Nightingale and seeing where we are going to perform. It was a bit crazy being in the thing.
Being in the audience.
Yeah, because obviously, like, he actually, believe it or not, in the show, the support act, the first support act was really good. The second one,
hit and miss.
Yeah. But the first one was just like, any teachers in? And I was thinking, here we go.
Yeah.
Maybe. And it was only Kim who cheered.
Really?
Yeah, so I was just like...
Well, it's Sunday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, so the Lowry show is sold out. We are now 3 weeks away from the start of the second tour. So first show is in Glasgow on the 15th of October, which is half term in Scotland. So we've tried to organise shows over the half term. Tickets available for all the shows apart from the Lowry. That's the one we have completely and utterly sold out of. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be good. So go to the website. We've been looking through some of the stories. There's a Donna story. It's just come to my mind.
Sorry, what?
There's a Donna story.
A story about Donna.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I can say no more. And obviously, if you come into the shows and you've got a story to share, do share it on the website, because we're going to be making each show unique. You know, sharing different stories on each show.
If I was a listener to the two Mr. P's and not one of the P's, and you said, and I'd not got my tickets to the live show yet, and you said, there's a story about Donna, I'd be online now. I'd be ordering my tickets.
Yeah, two Mr. P's, podcast.com.
I'd be ordering my tickets on one tab and a Just Eat on the other.
Two Mr. P's, oh God, I'm so tired. Two Mr. P's, podcast.com/live. All the details are there. Anyone coming to the Northampton show, because we've had a couple of messages about this. So that the venue we're supposed to be playing at, mm-hmm. is it the Derngate?
Royal
Derngate. Has a bit of the old rack.
Yeah, it does.
That we talked about a couple of weeks ago. So they're sorting it out, and apparently all the September shows are being rescheduled. But as far as we're aware at this point, the show is still going ahead. So you can still get your tickets. Obviously, if it does get rearranged, your tickets will still be valid. But yeah, as soon as we know anything, we will let you know.
Yeah.
Because I've had a message, you've had a few messages, mm-hmm. haven't you? So just before we move on, completely forgot this. Going on about first, it's been a week of firsts. So obviously today, first time I've been doing a training session and the school's got the course. Something else happened to me last week.
Your first beer
time.
As well.
First time this has ever happened in class.
So with the kids?
With the kids. Can first you guess what it is?
Time. That someone's recognised, like someone's commented on one of your videos.
No. Nope. Nothing to do with that. Something physically happened to me.
Oh, to you?
In class.
Did you faint?
No. Good guess. You're sort of on the right line.
Did you...
It's probably not going to sound as good now, but...
Oh, sorry.
Still threw me off massively.
Go on.
Nosebleed.
Really?
Full on. Massive nosebleed. No TA. Nothing. No one I could get. And I was in the class the furthest away from like the office and stuff. And the way our school's set up is like the year three classroom is the furthest away. And the children up to that point have never been in the... So our school site's massive. And it used to be two separate schools, like an infant and a junior. Mm. So when they're in key stage one, they never come over to key stage two, ever. So for year threes, like the first half term is just them trying to learn.
Trying to learn where
so
to
I
go,
couldn't
yeah.
have sent anyone to get... And so I had to just like get a load of... really weird when you think about it, because I'm like, right, so just read your books for children, just read your books for a second, stuff a load of tissue up my nose to sort of try,
and it's crazy, isn't it, because we were brought up on pinch, lean back,
yeah,
and you know, the real Fat Joe, I lean back,
yeah,
and then but now that's prohibidado.
No, so basically I keep getting nosebleeds. I don't know if it was the heat during the summer. I think sometimes I've got like a loose blood vessel or something. So if I like, don't not pit, but just like rub my nose.
Yeah, yeah.
It can
just knock it. Yeah, yeah.
So in the summer I had a really bad one, and the only thing that I could get was one of a lady product.
Oh yeah.
And it worked quite well actually.
Oh yeah, of course it would.
Well, yeah.
It's his job.
So tissues are going
up. That's his job.
That's what
it's invented for. I don't know what that voice is. I haven't got a keen in my locker.
Have you not? It's a job.
I mean, wants a job?
Right, that's not part of the repertoire.
I got you a Neville. I mean, he put a tampon up his nose.
Why is everyone Scouse?
Unbelievable.
Talk about Scouse. Tickets for the Hot Water Club. What's it called?
Hot Water Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah, available now. On Halloween as well.
Halloween?
Yeah. So if you wanted to come to the Manchester show...
If you do that in the show, though...
What?
Just suddenly going like, hey, guys, so listen. Oh, 1 minute. No, yeah, welcome to the show and tell tour. I'd hold down the fort.
So I had to stick a load of tissues up there to sort of, you know, clog it up. And then the kids just kept coming up to me, just staring at me. I'm like, what are you looking at? Just seeing if you've got any more tissue up your nose. I was like, no, I've not. But then I saw something really disgusting as well. This child, so they're on their iPad and they're supposed to be taking a selfie. They're doing like an All About Me activity on Seesaw. Supposed to take a selfie. This kid had the iPad on a table, camera on, facing. Mm. She's like pulled a finger up to on her nose, like proper piggy, looking in the camera to just pick a winner.
Oh my days. I mean, decent levels to the game there.
Intuitive, to be fair.
Yeah, it's clever, but
so
disgusting.
Using the camera as a mirror to sort of find the best. The best.
What's your? And I think we spoke about this because I spoke about that woman I worked with. She was a cleaner, and then she now works in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she's absolutely like terrified of snot. Like cannot handle it at all. I know I've spoken about this before.
Yeah.
What's your like in terms of tidying stuff up or something happening to a child? You've got snot. You've got wee. You've got poo. You've
I've
got
talked
sick.
About this, haven't we?
Yeah, but I can't remember what was your absolute. So
I'm not great.
No.
I'm not great with snot. I think just
an honest poo.
Yeah, like loosey goosey poo as well.
I don't know, sick. I
like
think
a solid dump,
be...
like when I'm picking up the dog's poo, a solid log, no problem. When it's loosey goosey,
yeah,
it's not great.
But I feel like sick can be all right if it's just
the smell though is sick.
The smell's horrendous, but also what they've had the night before and stuff.
Yeah, lunch.
Like I picked up a full like.
Doner kebab from
no,
the hotel
like,
room.
It was like, it was full rice.
Yeah. Like I picked Lily up from school once when she was younger and she was like looking sick and as soon as she walked out in the playground, she just spewed everywhere and it was just pure pasta. Like
yeah,
she'd not even chewed the pasta.
Yeah,
So a week of firsts for me this week. First nosebleed in front of class and then, first time I've been doing training, getting interrupted by the charlatans at Ofsted. It's the
tweet of the week. Just because I take it from Reddit, it doesn't mean I cheat. It's the tweet of the week. It's not plagiarism, because I reference my source.
Are you ready for this week's thread of the week?
Oh, yes.
I feel like this is sort of a feature now, sort of. I quite like these sort of threads on Twitter and or X, as it's now known, or Reddit, or wherever it is. Right, what is far more rare than people realise, was the question.
What is far more rare than people realise?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Here are some suggestions.
Yeah.
People who remain friends with you once you leave school. Well, I'd debate that because I'm still friends with a lot of people I went to school with.
Yeah, it depends. I think you can either go, you either stick with your schoolmates, or if you go to uni or work...
You find your tribe, don't you?
Yeah, you've got you.
You find your tribe at some point.
I always call them
your
day oneers.
Primary schools.
Your day oneers. Primary school, I think, is a tough one. I mean, are you apart from Daz,
Baz.
Is there anyone else at primary?
Not really.
Like, I still am friendly with a lot of primary one.
Yeah.
Primary ones, but in terms of, like, my absolute
bezies. Yeah, you wouldn't...
My bezies at primary, I'm still friendly with, but I don't have the numbers.
No. I've only really got one.
Walkie's the only one I can throw in there.
No, but you find your tribe, you find your people at some point. So whether it might be primary school, secondary school, like Claire, really, her best mate she met at sixth form.
Right.
So she's not in touch with anyone from her high school. She went to a bit of a rough high school by the sounds of it. I think her parents answered this one, which was a bit of peace and effing quiet.
What was the question again?
What's What is far, oh, more, far rare more rare than people realise? Someone said solid brown fur cats. Apparently, it's some kind of recessive gene in them.
I thought when you said solid brown, I was thinking, yep. And I was nodding along thinking, solid brown stool.
No, no. blimps. There are only 25 in the world and only half are used for advertising.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I care about that.
Fatal shark attacks. Only a few people die from shark attacks each year, while hundreds die from accidents involving cows.
Cows?
Yeah. But I don't think Jaws...
Yeah, about a cow.
You know, there's never been a horror film about a cow, ain't there? There's a horror film coming out about a sloth, isn't there?
Potentially, yeah. I remember going to see a horror film called, like, Black Sheep, was it called?
Was it?
It was about killer sheep.
Killer sheep.
Yeah. I'm not sure, like, that movie would be that good, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Nice, nice. I think it'd be utter fantastic.
Ooh, utterly.
Utterly fantastic. people giving out drugs with Halloween candy.
what?
Well, there's those stories, isn't there? I think the point is, like, there's these scare stories about, you know, this.
Oh, yeah, like,
Halloween people giving.
I thought you were talking about that guy on the news. Where he's like, do you know that they've been giving out cocaine at this burger stall? What? No way. I didn't know that.
Didn't know that. Someone said, for people over the age of 60, a dry fart.
Ew.
Rare.
Oh.
Other ones here. Green eyes make up just 2% of the global population.
Seriously?
Yeah. See, we
and
do
it was
make
such
this
a tune
educational.
As well.
Pardon?
It was such a tune
well,
as
that's
well.
Why,
wasn't it?
That's why, so rare.
Pretty green eyes. Have you seen that guy go mental when he's in the club and they're playing Pretty Green Eyes?
No.
But that guy sings over it going, chicken fried rice. And he comes out and goes, he's ruined one of the classics. Have you not seen it?
No.
Well, funny, he goes, they changed Pretty Green Eyes to something like chicken fries.
gold. All the gold ever mined in the world would fit in a cube less than 70 inches on each side.
Really?
Mm. Going to trial on a criminal case. Most cases are resolved through negotiations. Number four, trans people. Right-wingers think they make life 20%. They make like 20% of the population when they barely make a percent. I'm sure I've mentioned this before. So, like, you keep hearing about this big issue. Because I think the Tories are going to try and turn the next election into culture wars. And they'll be, like, asking Keir Starmer what a woman is. When in the grand, you know, compared to the amount of sewage they're pumping into the sea, isn't, you know, that important. And you think back to our day, like Coronation Street. I don't know if I've said this. Remember Coronation Street back in the day when Roy Cropper married Hayley?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was trans.
Yeah, yeah.
No one cared. Wasn't an issue. Was
yeah,
it?
It just was. It was what it was.
Wait, right? What it should be. Yeah. Yeah. Now it's being turned into this massive issue when, like, say, you know, it's barely a percent of people. Common sense, it should probably be classified as a superpower at this point. I'd argue that that is the one thing that lacks in education, isn't it? Common sense.
Yeah, just easy option.
Well, that's what we're allergic to, aren't we? So if you actually think about some of the stuff you're expected to do as a teacher and ask why you're doing it, most of it doesn't use any common sense.
I agree.
The children in my class can't read confidently, can't decode text. Why are you marking? See what I mean?
Ah, you see?
Trees. We're the only planet that we know that has them, thus making them rarer than diamonds in the universe. The floor being lava. My goodness, that was a big concern of mine growing up. That and quicksand round every corner. Have you ever been somewhere with quicksand?
I've gone deep into sand, but I just think that's a weight issue.
Yeah. When I was younger, I had a bit of a fear about quicksand.
It is a horrible
way to go. It was always in
go.
Movies, wasn't it?
Yeah, The Mummy.
Yeah.
It was in there, wasn't it? Yeah. Nah, I mean, there were signs up for quicksand. I'm sure I've put my foot in and it's kind of like sunk a little bit. And then you just kind of a bit like, it is one of those like panicky things. I'm a bit like, ugh.
But it's one of those things where, like the shark attacks, you sort of, because there's been a film or a story in the news, you just think it's a lot worse than, or a lot more common than it actually is. How many people die of quicksand a year, do you reckon?
God, I have no idea. But actually, talking about the ocean, I've not told this, and I forgot. So my friend came over from Australia in the summer. I know I touched upon that.
Yeah.
Went to France with him and his family, and I... Now, this is crazy, this. I can't believe I've not told this. So, went to France with my friend and his family. I used to go when we were, like, 14, 16, 18, and then we went back. Obviously, we've all got kids now. When we arrived on... me, Kim, Isla and Max arrived. He said, oh, I've not told you what happened today. And I went, what happened today? He went, well, we all went into the sea. As in him, his wife, his lad, his mum and dad.
Yeah.
Went into the sea. And his daughter, I think, was with the mum.
Yeah.
And he said, but there was loads of jellyfish because they'd been blown in or something from somewhere. Yeah, like, yeah, some tide changing. And he said that I got stung. He went, so I got out. And I told, like, my wife, Tegan, like, get out. She's Australian. She was just like, yeah, yeah, we'll. And then she got stung, right? And then the mum got stung. And they were shouting the dad. So my mate's dad, they were like, Mike, get out. And he was swimming, having a lovely time, right? Then he gets the biggest, dirtiest sting on his back, right?
Oh.
Comes out. And basically, they were all like, what do we do? And Will was like, my mate was like, lie down, Dad. I'm going to piss on you. Right? Classic go-to.
But that doesn't...
Right? So
is that our only reference points, friends?
Friends. So his dad lay down.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
Will pulled it out and just started weeing on his dad's back. And his son was crying, going, why are you doing this, Daddy? Why are you doing this?
I mean, making his son watch is a bit weird.
Let the boy watch, right?
Like,
I don't think he made him watch, but I think the son said to, like, Tegan, like, why? Because he's at least a little Aussie. He was like, why is Daddy weeing on Granddad? Right?
Sounding like Bluey.
And then, yeah, he does sound like Bluey. Did I not tell you? He was playing with Isla's Bluey toys, and I turned to Kim and went, don't he do a good impression? And then it turns out that was just his voice.
Yeah.
He was like, let's get in the camper van. So then, and then we were talking around at the dinner table about it. And you know
did
what?
It work,
Will's,
by the way.
No.
No.
So
yeah,
she,
it's a myth,
the
isn't
mum,
it?
Yeah, the mum went online. Turns out vinegar is the go-to thing,
right,
which she had in a bag, which is blew my mind. So she had vinegar in a bag. And then we're all sat around talking at the dinner table, right? And you know how weird my mate Will is. I love him to pieces.
Yeah.
His dad went... his dad's very dry, and his dad was like, yeah, so it turns out William didn't need to urinate on me. And then Will was like, I'd have preferred to shit on your dad. yeah, so... crazy tale.
Well, again, you've learned. Everyone's learned something. Urine does not cure a jellyfish sting. Right, any more to add? Far more rare than people realise.
Good days at work.
Right, you ready for this week's dilemma?
Oh, go on then.
Help me, I have a dilemma. It's causing more pain than a vinegar enema. Help me, please, I need you to. Mr. P, some help from you, please.
Right, here we go. So, I am pregnant very early on and have told some people at work due to sickness. There's a girl who I used to be close with who will expect that I tell her before others. But recently, she's not been a great friend or colleague, and I don't want to tell her before I tell the rest of my department. However, I feel like the backlash of not telling her before others, would be greater. So basically the backlash from her.
Yeah.
And I can't be bothered with the drama as she makes everything about her. What would you do?
Well, she doesn't sound great. I wouldn't be that bothered.
No, yeah.
If she's really fearing, I'd do the classic, drop her a text and just go, exciting news, and send like an emoji or a picture of the scanner or whatever she's got.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd send it to her first and then whammo the next day, work group,
yeah,
or in work. And then at least you'd be like, oh, I thought I could just tell you first. But to be fair, it sounds like she's not a big fan.
No.
So she shouldn't be bothered about the blowback.
Yeah.
You know.
Because it makes everything about her. Not my sort of person, I don't think.
No, but it is a dilemma. But then saying that, Is she going to be a part of the kid's life? Is she, are you going to be friends with her if you leave that school when you go on maternity? You expect,
yeah, but it's just that thing, innit? Like, some people expect... Like, I've been in that position where... I mean, it happened just this week where a secret was revealed that I thought I was entitled to know before other people.
Nice. Tell me more.
I can't tell you the secret.
Work secret?
Not official. Yeah.
Right.
But I was a bit like, why don't you tell me? Like, normally you would tell me and I didn't get told, so I was a little bit
Your nose was out of place, that's why it bled.
Yeah, it maybe, yeah. So I get it from that, but I suppose if you're not as close, like, I'm close, I thought I was in the inner circle, turns out I'm not.
So you weren't in the inner circle when the goths got dropped?
I just didn't get told about it.
And was this a big thing?
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially?
Yeah.
So someone's
going... I'll tell you off camera, I can't officially reveal it.
I'm going to take a guess, though.
I can't announce it on the podcast.
That someone's gone for a job. Am I on the right line?
Again, I cannot reveal. I cannot reveal. But, I mean...
You got a bit of claret on your nostril there,
bro. You know when you sat there and then it gets announced and you're sort of going...
As if I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no, I get it.
I mean, it happened before summer when the staff list got announced and someone moved year groups and I thought... Can't believe you not told me you're moving year groups.
They probably went to tell you on Thursday or Friday or Monday or Tuesday and you weren't there.
Well, maybe, yeah.
I tried to find you 4 out of the 5 days.
I mean, the thing is, this I've just realised this was sent in June, this dilemma. So, it doesn't really matter what we say.
Yeah. She even knows what she done.
She's either had the baby now or...
She's either bought you some at Dees for the baby... Or she's not bought you anything because you didn't tell her.
Yeah.
If anything similar like that, I'd just be like, is the juice worth the squeeze? Like, if it's going to save your needle and it'll keep her on the side, tell her before anyone else. But then if you feel like, actually, she's been pretty horrible to me, she doesn't deserve to know before, she can just be part of the crowd like you.
Yeah.
Just part of your, out the circle like you. You know, like you. I'd just do it that way.
Yeah.
I'd say, sack her off.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound great.
Right, I've got some teacher tireds, but I'll run through a couple of stories here as well. You look like you've got a story. It's probably not as good as Nana Maury's. But tell me your story anyway, I hope it's a hit. If it's not good, then I'ma go rebiff and chip. I hope the keeper's there too. Right, here we go. Quick little injury here. Being accidentally hit on the head with a wooden block as reception children were tidying up, I genuinely saw stars. Then a few years later, a reception child was upset and threw a plastic block at my head. The corner hit and had a lovely raised bump on my head for Christmas. Bit embarrassing explaining how it happened.
Oh, she's getting hit by blocks left, right and centre. I mean, those wooden blocks can be heavy in reception. I've felt the wrath of them sometimes.
Yeah.
I just find it weird.
Like Jenga blocks.
How she got hit when they're tidying up. Were they tidying up? Were they just launching it?
Well, yeah. Kids are a nightmare. There's always one, that one kid as well who goes missing when it's tidy up time.
Oh, yeah. Toilet.
Like, can I go toilet?
Yeah.
Please keep this anonymous. During our recent training day, we had the usual speech about how serious we need to take a nut allergy we have in school. The child is allergic to airborne particles, and we are to thoroughly check our breakfast in the morning. Kids pack lunches, etc., for trace of nuts. Well, you can guess what we had for lunch that day. An oh-so-tasty selection of cakes with, you guessed it, nuts on top. This has come under the O category there.
Yeah.
Luckily, as it was a training day, no children were on site, and as teachers who get no cake, it wasn't left long in the staff room. But what an O.
That is an O, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, this is an O, and also a teacher confession. Well, you look like you got something to say. Maybe you flashed your boss or kissed your TA. Maybe a kid in class called you a name, so you marked down their grade. We won't promise not to laugh if you're a member of staff. Cleanse your soul and tell us all of your confessions. A few years ago, I was teaching Traditional Tales and Hans Christian Andersen in Lower Key Stage 2. And for some unforeseen reason, I had to change my lesson plan last minute and decided to teach the children about the Snow Queen.
Frozen.
The original, yeah. Have I said that was the original story of Frozen was the Snow Queen, where Elsa's the villain. Do you know this? And then they wrote the song Let It Go. And then because that song emotes everyone to sort of like Elsa and relate to Elsa, they had to rewrite the whole script.
Really?
Yeah.
Good movie knowledge.
Yeah.
That.
Because it just made everyone empathise with her, so it had to change the story.
I don't know the story of the Snow Queen.
Well, it's like Frozen, but Elsa's the baddie.
All right.
I think. I quickly found a version of the story online and adapted it for the children to read. I decided to add some pictures to make it look a little less dry and Googled snowflakes. I found a nice picture of a blue snowflake and added it to the story, resizing it to fit onto the page. Ran to the photocopier, picked it up and realised that I'd accidentally copied the snowflake to the bottom of the story, which I hadn't sized down. Oh, well, it's too late, I thought, and handed it out to the kids in the lesson. We finished reading the story, and one child said, "Why is there a big snowflake on the next page?" I say, "Oh, yeah, I accidentally printed another off." "No worries," another child raises their hand. "Why is the ladies on the snowflake?" I reply, "What? Don't be silly. It's a blue snowflake." At this point, every child has turned the picture and looking at it closely. I turned to the page myself, and I could only see a snowflake. Then I looked closer. To my horror, I noticed that the snowflake was a collage of pictures of women wearing lingerie, or very little lingerie, in various provocative poses. It is one of those, the more you looked at it, the worse it became. Some women were wearing nipple tassels, some wearing knee-high leather boots, others wearing thongs and translucent underwear, and some had their whole boobs out. Nothing was left to the imagination. It was a big, blue, pornographic snowflake and was just pure filth.
Trying to get it off a kid. Let it go! Let it go!
I was absolutely mortified. I didn't have a clue what to do, so quickly gathered all the sheets and tried to move on with the lesson. But let's face it, the lesson was lost by then, so I had to take the kids out for playtime and compose myself. On the way out of the classroom, I had to prise the story out of a couple of boys' hands who were desperate to keep it and take it home. I have never read The Snow Queen since.
Oh, nips. Nothing but nips. Ice cold, baby. I told you I'm ice cold.
I mean, yeah.
I have a little bit of a lack of sympathy for that teacher. Because
I think it can help.
Get a picture off Google, you have to do your due diligence.
Yeah, you do. But
the amount of stuff that was in there. The amount of stuff that was in it, just nipple tassels, just plain nips, lingerie. Well, I mean, it sounds a great
snowflake.
Sounds a great snowflake. But you can't not see that. I could have swore that. Is that a nipple?
Yeah, but if you've added it as like a little tiny snowflake at the end of the story, blown up.
Yeah, yeah, like little pixels.
I mean, that is...
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good story. That's two Mr. P's 101. So printing off a snowflake for the Snow Queen, turns out there's tits all over it.
I was frozen to the spot. So I have started my own YouTube channel in lockdown. This is from... Well, a couple of these stories are from 2021.
Really?
So I started my own YouTube channel in lockdown and I managed to put the wrong name on my Insta account. I put Learn to Love with Miss Ellis instead of Love to Learn with Miss Ellis.
Light some candles.
Yeah. Get some Barry White on. I was kindly informed by a fellow teacher, "I'm sure you're great at teaching both, but I think you have your name the wrong way round." Oops. Thankfully, I was able to change it again without any requests for lessons about you-know-what. Also, please check out my channel on YouTube.
This is why you did it. I would have checked it out if you'd have kept the original name.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Yeah. Adam
would have done it if you didn't change the name.
Really love the pod. I'm always looking like a loon, chuckling to myself and walking the dog. So if you are interested, it's Love to Learn with Miss Ellis. Years ago, I was teaching in a school I loved. I resigned to then join my then husband overseas.
I was going to say, didn't love it that much.
I resigned to join my then husband overseas. We split up and I stayed and got a new teaching job in a nearby town. New man lived near old school.
We cave people. New man lived near new school.
One day I drove to old school. I drove to old school on autopilot, but it gets worse. I was really early, so I went to the bathroom. The door was being painted and had the handle removed, which I didn't notice until I was stuck inside. This is all before mobile phones, so I had to wait. So she's gone
to her old school where her ex-husband is working.
I don't know if her ex-husband works there, but anyway, got a teaching job, went to
ex-husband worked there or no?
Goes, Phil, rah, I need a toilet.
Yeah.
Locks herself in and had to wait until to be let out by the ex-principal to then ring my new school to explain I'd be late.
What possible reason could you have for being late? Well, I went for a brad at my old school, you see.
No, new man, old school, no door.
Pool toilet lock.
The best part, though, was that my ex-principal offered me another job, so I got to come back. I asked that the bathroom renovations be finished before I got there.
God, she's throwing herself around there, ain't she? Going to one school and the other. One minute it's a perfect job, she moves away, gets another job, breaks up, gets another job, goes back.
Our school, teacher Bernie, our school had dressing your PJ day for children in need, and deciding I needed to be cosy and warm. It's freezing in the classroom at the minute. I wore my grey onesie. One of the TAs caught me at lunchtime to tell me that a year two boy had spotted me in the hall and said to her, Mrs. Webber looks like an elephant today. I was reassured by the TA that he meant the colour and not the size of the elephant. This was the same child who last year, when he was in my class, asked me why I'd come to school dressed as Winnie the Witch. I hadn't. I was just wearing a purple and black striped dress.
Oh, he's definitely meaning different things there. Yeah. I hate to say it, but that kid knows.
Do you have a couple of scandals before we get into some teacher tired?
Yeah, let's do it.
A teacher was having it off with a newly employed and... She's great, isn't it?
No, yeah. I was trying to just ease myself in there. No, we're going in. Like, yeah, having it off. I've not had that impression.
Yeah, having it off. A teacher was having it off with a newly employed and married... in capitals, male teacher. Started with heavy flirting. Then some training days led to meeting up outside of work. Then meeting in the art cupboard at work. I mean...
Is that a paintbrush or are you just happy to see me?
What do you have in an art cupboard? Do you know what we have loads of in an art cupboard?
School art cupboard.
School art
blue
cupboard.
Blue pots.
Crepe paper.
Yogurt... pots.
Yogurt pots, yeah.
Yeah.
Just loads of crepe paper. Honestly. And you never... What do you do with crepe paper?
Well, you have sex on it, by the sounds of it.
Let's say he started off not interested, but was easily led. A few months down the line, teacher finds out she's pregnant. In her late 40s and has a grown-up child. It's his baby. She tells family, wife sticks by husband. Why is everyone speaking?
I don't know.
Why are all the stories like this?
Back to the Stone Age. Paleolithic period, I think.
Yeah.
Taught the Stone Age today.
Cuts off affair and pays off pregnant teacher. All works out okay in the end. Did it?
Did it?
And I mean, I'm not being funny. What's his role if he's able to pay off teacher?
Pay off?
Yeah.
What's the payoff? Is it? Is
Listen,
it
a, is it I will a, give you 5 glue sticks a week if you just carry, just keep this quiet.
Yeah. Oh my god, that is unbelievable. Yeah. So no relationship, like he didn't want to like have a relationship with the child.
Well, I think because he was was married.
He sounds like a bit of a scumbag. Yeah. Well, not a bit of a scumbag. He sounds like a massive. He is a massive scumbag.
Yeah. Well, we were headless for a while, and our bloody useless deputy was acting head. Dear Lord, that's a whole different story.
I've never heard headless. Sounds like really violent.
Yeah. Dear Lord. What a sad little life, Jane. But best of all of her scandals was her dalliance with her with the caretaker.
Dalliance.
We all knew, but the weekly walkie-talkie summons to help her move the steel drums in the boiler room has scarred me for life. Roger can what would he be called? Steve. Yeah, Steve, come and help move the steel drums.
Steel drums.
There's a joke in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
She's then put, how can I listen to Boney M's Mary Boy Child ever again? She didn't last long in education. Caretakers are all now safe.
Wonder if that's how he did it. Could he play the djembe? Bang, bang. Wow, your hands, Steve. What is it? What are you calling?
I called him Steve.
Yeah, Steve. No offence to the Steves out there. Bam, 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 bam.
You're tired, it makes sense. These kids send you round the bend. They're sent from up above to test your mental strength.
Teacher tired.
Right.
I thought, because we're both shattered,
yeah,
let's make ourselves feel better.
Okay.
By thinking it could be worse. Could be one of these teachers. Right. Teaching in Korea, I was lightly persuaded into staying out on a school night and drinking more beer. Do you reckon he had more than 2?
Surely.
Knowing how much the next day was going to be tough, I eventually crawled into a taxi at 3 a.m. Luckily for me, the taxi slammed into another car on the way home, sending me to hospital.
No way.
I don't think I've ever heard a sentence start with luckily and then finish with sent to hospital. Not only did I not have to go to school the next day, but the insurance payout 2 weeks later for some dental work I needed doing. I have the gold tooth to prove it.
Is that teacher tired? Just sounds like a goddamn win, if you ask me.
It came from a teacher tired post, but I mean,
that's not teacher tired. That's teacher luck.
That's teacher.
I mean, obviously, we hope everyone
another post, isn't it? What's the luckiest thing that's ever happened?
I mean, listen, we hope everyone was okay. No one got seriously hurt in the crash, but I mean, he's talking. They're like, boom, off work. Boom, got no teeth. Boom, payout.
I mean. This time
about gold tooth though. If I rocked into school with a big gold tooth now, the kids would be like, "You got that for?
Yeah.
Why have you got a gold tooth?
I know.
And I've
not seen anyone with a gold tooth for ages.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Are you the McAllisters?
That would be me today. Mid Ofsted as we are, I grabbed and ate lunch at my desk. Sometime later, I heard a colleague describe how her lunch had been taken. I then realised I'd eaten her lunch, not even noticing it was nothing like mine.
That's when you do something and you have no explanation to why you've done it.
Yeah.
It's just like your body leads you and you don't, like you don't use your brain. It's something else controlling you. Yeah.
You ate my sandwich. I put fairy liquid on my bacon butty instead of tomato sauce.
Oh, was it the red one? Was it the red fairy liquid?
It has to be, doesn't it?
Oh, that is brutal.
That would be so...
You turn into a West Ham fan. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Oh, that would ruin my whole weekend.
Do you know what?
That.
I'd rinse the bacon off under the tap. New piece of bread.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe get some doner meat from 2 nights ago.
Oh, that's just rude. Oh. Fairy liquid on my bacon.
One bite and you're just like... bubbles flying.
Many
that is one of the grimmest, most unluckiest tales.
Do you know, I've seen the odd video of people on a night out, you know, when they're drunk and they're stumbling and they've got like a pizza.
Yeah.
And then they stumble and the pizza and falls on the floor.
Drops on the floor.
Like that, there's a part of me that's just like,
that would be so devastating.
That's worse, I think. Fairy liquid on your bacon.
I think to make a full, but I mean, I remember when, I'm sure this could have been told on a big, like when mum and dad got Izzy, the Labradoodle, quite a big dog, I'd made 4 pieces of toast. However, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 pieces of bacon, melted cheese, chili ketchup, and I laid it all, cut it in half, and I thought, just going to nip to the loo.
Oh, no.
Came downstairs. I am talking 4 pieces of bread, 8 pieces of bacon, cheese and sauce.
All gone.
The plate was clear, and I looked at Izzy the Labradoodle, and she had grease dripping off her beard, and I was going, oh my god. I mean, the initial thought was like, oh my god, are they going to be okay? Then it just turned
not
to
chocolate.
Like, bad dog.
Yeah.
You've had a bacon
at rugby yesterday. I was chatting to someone, turned around, she had a full rasher of bacon in her mouth, and someone had dropped a bacon butty. And then she'd just gone straight.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
Listen, that bacon butty was going nowhere. I'd nipped for a quick piddle. Come back.
Can't be doing that with a dog. Can't be doing that with a dog around you. Many years ago, after a very busy time having Ofsted inspectors in all week, the lead inspector was giving feedback to the whole staff. We were sitting quietly listening to his findings when all of a sudden we could hear snoring. The deputy head had fallen asleep and was well away in the land of Nod. Staff next to her gave her a nudge, and she woke up with a jump, looking very embarrassed. We all sat there trying to hide our sniggers behind our hands. Absolutely hilarious.
A nudge. It's like a film, isn't it? Who goes there? Oh, sorry. Like wiping the dribbles.
I mean, yeah. I reckon it would be quite boring listening. Yeah. But plus, an Ofsted inspection, there's levels of teacher tiredness. Post-inspection is another level.
Mm.
There's nothing that compares. I once started to pour milk into my wine glass instead of, obviously, wine. It was the end of a very long day, and they were next to each other in the fridge.
Oh, milk's grim. I'm not a milkman at all.
Do you not? No.
I'm not a milksman.
I like a bit of chocolate milk, me.
Literally never have milk.
What is it? Chocomel?
Oh, yeah, Chocomel. You had that, yeah.
Do you know the Chocomel advert?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, on the telly at the minute?
Yeah.
Listen to the song they use for it. See if you recognise it.
It's not Chuckle Vision, is it?
No, no. It's the same song that we used for Book One launch.
What song was that?
It's just like, I think it's just some sort of royalty.
Like generic,
music. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
When you listen to it, right. I got back from America the day before, coming back to school with the children.
That's tough.
To be fair, when we got back from Florida, the tiredness, the jet lag that day was...
I went back to work a day after coming back from Australia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was fine for the first hour, but could feel myself drifting off every 15 minutes or so. By lunchtime, my head was nearly rolling. A makeshift bed was set up in my stock room on the reading corner. Cushions, and managed to grab 25 minutes sleep. Sorted me out for the rest of the day.
I applaud that.
That's good going, isn't it? I was so tired one week I forgot I had my dog in the car after a very dark early morning walk in a nearby park that I drove her to school. Part of the way there, I scared the living daylights out of myself as it grew dark as she sat up in the back. I thought it was a kidnapper and screamed. Had to explain to work I'd be a few minutes late as I needed to take the dog home.
Thought it was a kidnapper. Aroo. Fucking Scooby-Doo. Aroo.
Roger, yeah. Reggie.
Pull over. Like, sorry, we're having to take your car, man.
I would absolutely poo myself. You can imagine, though, just driving, half asleep anyway, and then the dog
then
pops.
Just, and the way the dog goes, like, and he's like, Reggie.
trying to get into my fridge at home with my school fob.
Love that. It's not working. I can't get my snacks. Why would you use a fob? Do they have fobbed fridge at work?
No, no. She just not taken the lanyard off. But then what about this one? Walking home after a tough day, I tried to use my ID badge to change the lights at a pedestrian crossing. I stood there for a few minutes and wondered why the traffic hadn't stopped.
Where's the green man? Come on.
Oh, God. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I woke up suddenly thinking I'd slept through my alarm, rushed getting dressed, grabbed my bag and ran to the car. Was about to pull out when I realised it was still dark outside. I looked at the time. It was 4 a.m.
Oh, my. How would you make that home? Look at the clock. Everyone's got a phone or a watch. Like, you can't be like going like, oh god, like a scene out of Home Alone. It's like, yeah, come on, rushing to the
soundtrack.
4 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be so wounded. What would you do then?
I'd just be like, I might just drive to Mackie's.
On Thursday, I asked my New Year 9 class to define an elephant instead of an element. At least they now know, I mean, when I say it's okay to make mistakes. Right, children, we'll turn to chemistry. First task, define an elephant. I went to school in my slippers. My husband had dropped me off, so I couldn't even go home and get shoes.
What slippers, though? I mean, if you've got those, like, you know, if you've got, like, a pretty cash pair,
yeah,
you could try and muddle through. But
I'd
if you've got
one
of those...
to wear slippers.
If you've got one of those dob-off pair of Sports Direct Van ones...
Yeah. Do you know... Remember when we were at primary school, you had to wear pumps inside. Remember? Or did they change the rules by the time
I
left?
Pumps inside, like plimsolls.
Plimsolls, yeah.
You had to wear them. Inside what?
Inside school. And then you change into trainers to go outside on the playground.
Really? I can't remember that.
I got up late and panicking, I drove to work in a hurry. I sat outside the gates for 20 minutes wondering where the caretaker was until I realised it was Saturday.
Oh, no, no, no.
I've done that when I was a kid.
Turn around, go to Mackie's.
Yeah. I did that when I was younger. Like, we had to get up for the bus.
Oh, one yeah, you got ready
shower,
for school.
Got my school uniform on, eating toast. Dad came down, massive fart. Just like, what are you doing? It's Saturday.
It's true. He loves a fart, doesn't he?
He's always come down and just let off. The biggest amount.
He did. He's going to hate that we tell people that, but he did. And I don't know if anyone else, his dad just used to do that, like, comfort of their own abode. Just and the thing is, I just don't get it. Like, I've never, don't get me wrong, I've farted, some have been loud, some have been... Dads
consistent.
Were always massively long, massively loud, and grimly smelled.
Right, stopped to get petrol and realised I had my dressing gown on. I did have clothes on underneath.
What?
So obviously
they got ready. Like, they
went for the dressing gown instead of a coat. Another day I went in wearing odd shoes, tried to get in the wrong car in the car park after work, same colour, completely different make. It gets to a point where it's like, is that teacher tired or are you just a plank?
Yeah.
Falling asleep in a staff meeting, the head showing me the picture she'd taken while I was asleep.
Fair play, like that from the head.
Yeah.
Not like, how unprofessional.
One morning I drove to my old school, hadn't worked there for a year.
I feel like that happens quite a lot. I mean, when I first moved schools, I did drive past my new junction, you know, to go to like, yeah. and then it took me around the houses.
I once told a class that I wanted them to aim to get good height off the trumpet, roughly around shoulder height.
Right.
Except I got my words and letters all mixed up and told them to aim for a holder shite.
Right, guys, you need to hold your shite.
Very tired brain day, had to dash to the toilet mid-lesson. Nurture group full of year 8 boys, returned to them building with Lego. Loudly announced to the group, what a lovely period one of them had built. Immediately corrected what I'd said about his lovely pyramid, but it was too late. Effectively broke the class of teen boys and it could not be saved. Mortified.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that.
Now, one day the sun was shining, and I was lucky enough to be in school where each class had their own little outdoor area. I took the pupils out to read. As one young lad was reading to me in the sunshine, in that monotone voice that some pupils read in, I fell asleep. I was awoken by him carefully taking my sunglasses off. Unperturbed, he said, "Can I change my reading? Can I change my reading book now?"
Have you had kids say, like, I've finished my book, can I change it? Have you ever hit them with, "Tell me about the book then"?
Yeah, oh yeah, all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, tell me about the book then. And then they go, yeah. And they turn the book over to read the blurb. Yeah. And then, do you know what I always go? I always go, "Name three characters." And then they'll go, "Harry."
Hermione.
Hermione. And, no, you can't change it. You haven't read it, sunshine.
Emma here, I put both contact lenses in the same eye once.
Ooh, double up.
Yeah.
X-ray vision.
I know, yeah. How good was her vision in the right eye? Gave permission for the...
what if she looked through the boiler room with that one eye, saw the caretaker smacking what he thought was the drums, but it was actually the deputy's ass?
Headless. Right, give permission for a child to go to the toilet and ask them where they're going when they stand up. Miss, can I go to the toilet? Yeah, go on. Stand up. Where do you think you're going?
You have some cheek.
Try to use a glue stick as...
lip balm.
No.
Roll on deodorant.
Yes.
Oh my days. Yeah, just robot T-Rex all day. You all right, miss? Yeah, all good here. Right, anyway, if you look at the chart.
Oh, God.
Later on at 3, 2.
Can anyone change the date? I can't reach.
Yeah. You don't mind, do you? Just grabbing the lights? We're just going to watch a video. Can't get to the switch.
God.
That is great.
Tried to use a glue stick as deodorant. Yes or no? Where did I find a glue stick? Right next to my toiletries basket. Oh, God.
I wonder if she did both pits. You know, like, did one and then thought, that feels a bit weird, but then just went for the other. Then sat down.
Trying to eat
anyone
a lunch.
Anyone want a brew? Yeah! Ah!
Trying to eat a lunch. Just like, can't reach. So tired and so used to September teacher tired that I didn't know I was pregnant until I was 10 weeks gone. We got to October and I fell asleep in a staff meeting again. Decided to see a doctor as September tired never lasted this long. Did a quick test when she asked, "Could you be pregnant?" I could say no, and yet there he was. He's 20 now.
Wow.
Yeah. Driving home, so tired that my vision felt wonky. It still felt wonky and unfocused the next day and the next. I began to get worried. On day 4, I found the driving glasses were missing one lens.
Missing a lens!
Someone's
should have done the double up.
Yeah. I've used a torch on my phone to help me look for my phone.
Oh, yeah. That's grim. I've done that, but not that long. You know, just gone, "Oh, where's my phone?" And clicked the torch on and then thought,
Pillock! Yeah. Falling asleep writing reports, only to wake up and reread my comments. Under maths, I'd written, "I wonder what Neve will make of Kate's wedding dress." Who knew you could type in your sleep?
What was she watching? Sleep like Married typing. At First Sight? Or like,
no, I think it was back when
Don't
Kate
Tell a Bride.
William and Kate.
Oh!
Royal Wedding.
I thought she'd like watch Don't Tell a Bride and then just fell asleep. Typing in your sleep.
I wonder what Neve will make. I'd love to do that.
What, type in your sleep?
Yeah, just to see what my brain had come up with.
Managers should be like, Donna.
McDonald's breakfast.
Donna. Donna, Z, 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 Donna.
I brought a new mirror for my bathroom this week, took it in and promptly realised I already have a mirror I bought a few months ago. I'm part-time. I'd only taught one morning by that point. So doubled up on the mirrors.
Pocket mirrors.
Yeah. Used my 4-digit photocopier code to try and draw cash out of the ATM on the way home.
Printing money.
Paper, paper.
Printing money, baby.
Drove home to my old house after parents' evening and didn't twig until I put the key in the door and it didn't work.
What? Yeah. Just a family having tea. There's a very tired-looking, strange woman outside.
I once tried to rewind my child with a Sky remote when I didn't hear what she'd said. Sky Plus.
What?
I mean, a mute button would do.
Yeah.
A mute button.
Or just
would
a pause.
Do. A pause, yeah.
Can you play? Daddy, can you play? just like there where you're like, oh.
Record. I'll watch it later. Yeah. I'll do it later.
I'll tell you what, if I record myself playing now,
listen, kids, watch it on catch up, yeah?
Yeah. It's not downloading. I didn't do it.
Tried to open my front door using my work fob. Got really tearfully frustrated that it wasn't working until my housemate looked out the window and took pity on me.
Yeah. Dude, you're using your work fob.
Right, last couple. I poured frozen peas into my glass instead of ice cubes. Only been back a week.
How many peas went in? Two?
I'll take a martini.
Yeah.
On the peas.
Yeah.
On the mushy.
Just a martini, two peas in a pod. Tickets available.
Maybe that's a new rap name.
What?
Frozen peas instead of ice cube.
That's not how we're starting the show, guys. Still get your tickets.
Students hammering on the staff room door, distraught because Mr. Smith was dead. Raced up two flights of stairs to find Mr. Smith asleep on his desk.
That's like a Big Brother thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mr. Smith's dead. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mr. Smith eating bread. Just like, what?
Had a long drive in the morning to my work, and one very tired morning drove the whole way on autopilot. Only came to when I realised I was going through the Liverpool tunnel. I don't work in Liverpool.
Tough morning. Yeah, cuz.
Tried to open my wheelie bin by pressing my car key fob and was getting irate at it not working. Took several attempts before I clicked that the car beside me was unlocking and the key wasn't needed to open the bin.
The bin!
You'd love that.
I would love that.
A remote controlled bin.
Just like, I'd be like, yeah, baby.
I forgot to take my child to school before I went to work. As I was pulling into the staff car park, a little voice from the back seat said, "Mummy, why am I coming to work with you today?"
Not took the kid.
Yeah. This one, I think.
I love how you said, I love the voice. Mummy.
Mother.
Mummy, am I going to work with you today?
I think this is my favourite. This is a classic teacher tired. I pointed at the chicken in the supermarket today, ticked it off my list, and realised when I got home, I didn't actually pick it up. Instead, I told the chicken that was the pack I wanted and apparently expected to jump in my trolley independently. I did this in front of the checkouts. Get in my basket.
You look great.
Get in
my basket.
I was driving home and pulled over to look for my car keys. It was in the last week before Christmas of my training year. Right, last one. I was once...
That deserves more credit, that. Pulling over in the car to look for your car keys. Hello there.
I was once so tired leaving for work in the morning that when I went to eat my lunch, I found that I'd put a... I'd put a bottle of shower gel in the staff room fridge instead of my sandwiches.
What?
It took me ages to find the sandwiches when I got home. They were underneath a pile of laundry on my bed.
I was going to say, check the shower. Check the bloody shower. I love that. I wonder if it was that
again, you'd be so wounded. Imagine. Because you wouldn't realise you put it in the fridge to begin with.
You finally get to dinner.
Oh.
And then you imagine if it was that mint one.
Well,
that burned your bollocks. Do you know what I mean? You'd be like, oh. I'd accept defeat. And if everyone was like, "You all right?" Yeah, I meant to do this. Just gonna wash my face.
Oh God, thank you so much for them. Right, makes us feel not too bad now, does it?
No, I feel refreshed.
Yeah, this tiredness could have been a lot worse. So, thanks once again for listening, guys. Really do appreciate it. As always, head to the website where you can share your stories, get your tickets for next month's live tour. We'll be back next week. And yeah, if you've not left a review on Apple Podcasts, do that. Join the Facebook group. Follow us on the socials. And yeah, we wish you all a good week. And yeah, get some sleep. Get some sleep is, yeah. I think, the... yeah,
and
go to bed
if
early.
You leave the house too early or anything, just go Mackie's. Yeah. See you later.